Well, good morning, beloved. I want to welcome you to this third installment in our B series. Currently, we as Washingtonians, we remain under the governor's Stay Home, Stay Healthy initiative, which means, among other things, that we are unable to meet together. And so I want to use this opportunity to encourage you. Specifically, this wonderful Friday morning, I want to encourage you to be mindful. To be mindful. What do I mean? Well, before I flesh that out, let me be quick to say that this morning I am totally unapologetically ripping off a piece that was posted on reformation21.org. It's a short little article by a man named Brian, and here comes my shot at his last name, Nahafor? Brian Nahafor? Again, this piece is posted at reformation21.org. And so what I want to do right now is really to take this blog and use it as a skeleton for this morning's episode. And along the way, I will put some flesh on these bones, but I want to make sure that you understand that these bones, they all come from Nahafor's article. So with that brief caveat, back to be mindful. What do I mean? To begin, I want to remind you of a passage of Scripture that while sometimes used in a trite manner, is altogether appropriate given our circumstances. So listen to that familiar text, Romans 8, 28 and 29. This is what the Scriptures say. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. All things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. That's Romans 8, 28 and 29. And so given the pandemic that is the coronavirus, how is it that for us, those of us who are united to Christ by faith, how is it that all things, without exception, including this virus, all things, how is it that this all works for our good? That's the question. And building on Nahafor's article, let me suggest 10 ways COVID-19 can work for our good. Number one, COVID-19 can compel us to pray. I don't know about you, but I have spent the last few weeks on my knees more often than I normally do. And you know what? I thank God for that. And I trust that the same is true for you. So yes, let's text one another and call one another and email one another and communicate in all the ways that we can given our present circumstances. But let us do that so that we can be more united and more fruitful and more effective in prayer during this time. Number two, COVID-19 can open a door for us to share the gospel. Think about this. As family and friends and neighbors and coworkers who don't know Christ panic and are fearful, let us be those who open our mouths, who open our mouths with the life-giving news of Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected for sinners like us. Number three, COVID-19 can wean us from some of our idols. For example, shopping or sports or eating out. This has all been really overnight taken from us. Perhaps by God's grace, we will begin to see the stranglehold those things had on us as we worshiped them. Number four, COVID-19 can compel us to put our confidence in the triune Lord for our health. As of now, you know there is no vaccine. And while we certainly pray that one will be developed soon, if we are honest, sometimes we have a tendency to value the gift over the giver. In this case, medicine. We are so quick to run to those in lab coats and what is found at the bottom of a pill jar that we neglect running to the Lord who is truly our health. Let us put our confidence in Him. Number five, COVID-19 can give parents special time with children since the schools are closed. As I mentioned Wednesday, our little ones are not a burden, but a blessing. So let's use this extra time to be with them and to love them and to encourage them. Also, sort of kind of peripherally, keep in mind, our children, they are watching us, they're watching mom and dad in how we react to this virus. As they do, let's make sure they are seeing us react to this whole thing in a genuinely Christ-exalting way, right? We don't want to be like those in the wilderness who murmured and complained at the Lord's provision. Rather, we want to be content. We want to be joyful. We want to be thankful. And remember, not only is the Lord watching, so are our little ones. Number six, COVID-19 can serve as an occasion for us to obey our Lord's command, be still and know that I am God. While under normal circumstances, the pace of life exists at all but breakneck speeds, now with this virus, most things, have they not, they have come to a screeching halt. I, for one, am glad. Perhaps now we will have time to think and to reflect and to meditate upon the wonder of our triune God and His wonderful works and wonderful ways. Number seven, COVID-19 can bring us face to face with our own mortality. Hebrews 9:27. Just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment. Beloved, I'll tell you what. Hospitals, funerals, they have a way of grabbing our attention, don't they? Of showing us what is really important, what really matters. As 21st century Americans, we have done all that we can to keep things like mortality at arm's length. But COVID-19 has brought such things front and center. So let me ask you, are you ready to die? Are you ready to die? Number eight, COVID-19 can be a wake-up call for us to repent of our sin. It should come as no surprise to us that in the scriptures, pestilence is often a sign of God's judgment. So perhaps this is the time for us as individuals, as a church, and as a country to get real with the Lord and to repent. Number nine, COVID-19 can point us to Christ's return. At the risk of minimizing the fear and the death and the anxiety that surrounds this coronavirus, it is, on something of a small scale, a reminder of what will attend Christ's second coming. So church, let us be aware of and prepared for Christ's climactic return in glory at the end of the age. And then finally, number 10, it is certain that the Lord will use COVID-19 as an instrument in His hand to conform us more fully into the image of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear me well, beloved. COVID-19 is not designed to drive us away from God, but to draw us closer to Him. So therefore, it is in this sense that this virus is ultimately for our spiritual good and for God's own glory. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. No, I want really to challenge you this Friday morning. Let us be mindful. Mindful of the many ways that the Lord may be and surely is using this coronavirus for our good. I trust that you've been encouraged. Until next time, cling to Christ.